Thank you, Jim. I am Ike Boudreau, Chairman of the United Soybean Export Council from Lebeau, Louisiana. You heard Chairman Bradshaw say that every other bushel of soybeans, every other row of soybeans is exported. Every bushel of soybeans grown on my family's farm goes to a major export facility on the Mississippi River and out of the Gulf of Mexico. So international marketing and our exports are very, very important to me, as well as every other soybean farmer. United Soybean Export Council, or commonly known as USEC, is the current primary contractor of the United Soybean Board. The members of our board are comprised of the United Soybean Board, the American Soybean Association, U.S. Soybean Export, and allied members. 2 weeks ago in Birmingham, Alabama, the U.S. SEC Board and staff were honored to have the United Soybean Board select USEC to continue as a primary contractor for international marketing for the year 2011 fiscal year, which starts October 1, 2010. As of September 20, 2010, USEC will have been the contractor for 5 years, experienced in assisting the U.S. soybean industry and soybean farmers' efforts to maximize exports of soybeans, soybean meal, and soybean oil. In response to the request for proposal released by USB, USEC constructed plans that will update our operational structure, many of our business processes, and provide more flexibility for our staff, consultants, and contractors to function in a constantly changing business environment. What might be of most interest to you in what I call the macro goals that USEC outlined in its request for proposal response? I think these macro goals will give you a pretty good idea of the direction in which USEC intends to steer our international marketing efforts for soybeans in the future. Once instituted, these goals will reflect the international marketing model that USB adopted and wants to see implemented. I won't go into a whole lot of details on these goals. You should have a handout that lists them, but let me briefly run through a few of them, if I might. First, the USEC task force worked for some time to restructure the USEC board of directors. The task force will soon bring its recommendations to the full USEC board for a vote. If adopted, this structure will increase board representation from the U.S. soybean exporters, both commodity soy exporters and specialty soy exporters. Next, we intend to increase the involvement of the larger soybean exporters, which move a large majority of the U.S. soy sent overseas markets. Per the desire and direction provided by these large exporters during the RFP process, we involve them in strategic planning, addressing foreign market access issues, promoting value-added U.S. soybean meal, increasing professional contracts, and providing regular market intelligence. We appreciate their willingness to continue their partnership with USEC. And next, USEC staff will shift our business planning and operational focus from a global geographic region to 6 specific target areas: industry relations, market access, animal utilization, aquaculture utilization, human utilization, and industrial utilization. We organize our staff into 6 target stakeholder groups to assist with our planning and implementation of these programs. Next, we will dramatically reduce our administrative costs by moving to shared offices rather than maintaining individual offices around the world. We'll also reduce our international management areas from 9 to 3. And finally, we will move to a structure of greater involvement of contractors and end-use contractors to provide for a greater flexibility and specific expertise as needed. Then USEC will greatly improve our evaluation and metrics process in order to more completely and easily measure and report our progress. We will also outsource these processes in order to provide an independent assessment of our work. And USEC's final goal will be to work with the USB's Global Opportunities Program, a new program area dedicated to ensure U.S. soybeans' competitiveness around the world by analyzing issues that affect such areas as trade, regulatory process, market access, among others. As you can tell, we at USAC, both the board and the staff, face a number of challenges. These goals represent major organizational, structural, operational, and business changes. And major changes take a great deal of commitment and energy by all involved if they are to be accomplished successfully. But that's exactly what we intend to do by October 1st. Now that we've earned USB's vote of confidence, we intend to bring into reality all that we told USB we would do. We believe these changes will benefit the U.S. soybean farmer and their bottom line and help move the soybean industry forward. Now we'd be happy to answer any questions you might have. Thank you.